Voice Radio.
Believe it.
You listen to Care Voice Radio. Yes, you better believe it. We are here. This is an initiative that has sustained the test of time. And this is spirituality in the mix of life, because we need to understand ourselves as we move forward and translate what we look like into the conversation with others. And my topic today simply is about, and I don't know if I should say it simply because it's not that simple, but the power of your place in community has excellence associated with it. And in order for you to achieve the things that you want to achieve, you have to understand the power of your place, but not just the power of your place in community, but the power of purpose and place in community. I had a very significant week this week, and it just caused me to reflect melodiously, if you will. It was a melody inside of the reflection. And it came in the form of a conversation that was happening on the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, Barbados. And the topic had to do with the history of a place, the place where I came from, Greens Village, St. George. It was condensed into 29 point however minutes, and I am elated to have had the opportunity to watch that program, because it reminded me of where I come from and allowed me to reflect on understanding the power of place and purpose in my life as it relates to my development, my growth, but also the most important thing is the other people around me. I can go on and on and on for a long time. And I can talk until the old people will say, you talk until you turn blue. But I want to say that as I reflect on growing up in Greens Village, St. George, the place where I lived and where I grew up, and the place that was supposed to represent and represented, rather, sanctuary for my growth and development and sustainability. The house that is now a new house, moving from chattel to wall house. Oh, what a great feeling. And just to see the people and watch and listen to the history of the people that I knew. And some of the people who still exist. And some of the people who crafted my mindset through love, compassion, and understanding. And for your consideration, I want to include or adapt the mentality of breadfruit logic in the village today. Because we are 27 weeks into 2021, and so many things have happened. And I reflect on Barbados, and I know that Barbados has never really been given the opportunity to show its power and majesty around the world. And I want that to change, because when I reflect on the behavioral mechanics that I grew up in, being born a mute, meaning I could not speak for about 4 years. And I remember that. And the reason I have to remember that is to remember the fact that I've moved from mute to speaker. And I have used one of the most dynamic forms of expression in conversation to get the message out on how we are supposed to crank it up and crank it out as individuals and as groups, self and others. So what is my purpose? What is my place? My place is the earth. 58 years of it. 18 years of it spent in Barbados, growing up, growing through the history that was depicted in that video, in that that half an hour majestic documentary hosted by a wonderful young lady, Miss Janice Perryman. Because these are the people I went to school with. These are the people I hung out on the block with. These are the artisans as a part of understanding that could relate in those moments that they remember Aubrey. That Aubrey that was delivered to the world as Aubrey speaks and continue to speak. So my message today related to your place, your power, your purpose, place, power, purpose is a very important conversation. Now, for a long time, I felt poorly because people always spoke ill of me because I was a mute. And I tried to share that conversation with my brother, and he said, I don't remember that. But I cautioned him that he was not there in that moment when it was happening. And we had a long conversation, which is a beautiful thing. And as I reflect and I remember, my first name looking out the window in the chattel house was that of dummy. Meaning, when I looked it up in the dictionary years later, you lack. You have no power, no place, you know nothing. And that was a beautiful understanding because I beg to differ in my own internal conversation. And this week, as I said earlier, has been a very interesting week. I've had a lot of people tell me that, you know, sometimes when I listen to your broadcast, you're saying that you're the best thing on the planet, and it sounds kind of arrogant, but it isn't, because it does not apply to Aubrey, the mute dummy alone. It applies to you. And there are many scientific conversations that we can have as we relate to the power of your voice and the power of your place and your purpose and your power. You have the right and the responsibility to take a second look at your value in your community. Yes, you've been told. I've heard it said many times. But what got me very interested in this particular topic, as I moved through the conversations from being told you would be nothing, that you are nothing, and then an act of decision making internally to suggest the whole thing. I think I need a little bit of water. The whole idea behind relaxing your mind enough to say this information is incorrect. I am not going to agree. Matter of fact, I will disagree triumphantly to say, I am worthy. My place and power and purpose, it is worthy. So I issued a complaint in my spirit, and I said, Spirit, we're not going in that direction. We're going to open up some jet skis in this Caribbean. We're going to open up the change that we would want to see, because as I go along in the journey and realize that a lot of other young people were told there would be nothing, it bothered me. And it was my right and responsibility to be bothered, because I know and I knew how it made me feel in the beginning. It allowed me to cradle anger and frustration at a high velocity that people could not understand. It caused my body to vibrate with vengeance against people who would stand in my way. So how did that change? From Greensville, St. George, to St. Jude School, to St. George Secondary and beyond, into the Glebe Land, that was my place, my power, and my time to make the difference. And I did. And there are stories, as I would say, and I have said many times, that have never been told concerning how I think, who I am. But my life's work has been a manifestation of how I think because of my power, my place, and there's some extension of pride. So we're all inside the PPP today, and Padmore inclusive. So I'm excited to share this information because it matters now more than ever. And as I am in media and I receive so many different conversations from around the globe, and I take a minute to reach out to my people in Nigeria. Gabon, I haven't heard from you in a while. I hope everything is okay. And so on and so forth. But I would say that in order to understand my place and my power and my purpose, I had to cultivate my education into a practical thing. And so to find peace, another P, I had to join a lot of civic organizations where they were talking about who you are as you grow up. Are you trusted? Are you loyal? Are you helpful? Are you courteous? Are you kind? Are you obedient to the things that you believe in and that you have tested because they have stood the test of time with you? So I had to cultivate those things for me to take the road of transformation. So what am I transforming from? I'm transforming from a negative education about self and releasing it onto others, and then I did not conform with the negative progression. And as a young lady shared with me earlier today, hurt people hurt people. And she wasn't wrong. Shout out to Ashane in Jamaica. Young lady, you're doing a great job. But I will say this as I continue this conversation with you, is that once you have studied and showed yourself approved in life, and your spirit conforms and agrees with you, now you have the understanding that you have a value that is equal or greater to the benefit of yourself, others, and your nation, and eventually it will propagate the world. And no matter what someone tells you, you have to maintain your course. You have to look at the world differently in order to understand that you are the key master or mistress or whatever you allow yourself to be called. And there are stories that will be told coming out. I hope to have 2 books finished before the end of the year. Actually, 3 books for the young lady in Florida who has expressed the majestic nature of herself through poetry. And I'll talk more about that as we begin the process of pre-marketing her book too. Because when you're on a journey and you're going to bring people along with you, they have to understand the majesty of your thinking, the majesty of your place, the majesty of your purpose, and the beauty behind who you are. Because as soon as you arrive at that point in time where you understand that you are valuable, other people will come along and say, no, you're not valuable. You have no purpose. You have no place. You have no pride. You have no power. But you will have a penny. And they want a penny for your thoughts. And you do not give up your thoughts for a penny. You will for a purpose. Because then when you do it for a purpose, the pennies will show up and become dollar bills. Sustainable money. You are the first sustainable money. And as I share, I feel I need to speak to a little bit of the criminal element, because I could have easily converted to being a real criminal element because of how I was seen. And if my teacher in high school did not pull me to the curb and teach me how to calm my spirit of place and power and pride and purpose, I would have been a part of the incarcerated group of young men on the island of Barbados. And there's more, but that will be told later. Where you come from, whoever you are, wherever you are, however you are thinking, you are not responsible for where you come from. Take a look at that video. My community, Greensville, St. George. I'm not responsible for where I come from. I am responsible for extrapolating the knowledge base, the understanding, the history behind the people and their behavior and breadfruit logic. And I say breadfruit logic because that is my hallmark registered mentality as I move through what is possible. And the one thing I remember as I was growing up in Greensville, St. George, is a conversation between my mother and a neighbor by the name of Miss Smith. God rest her soul. God rest my mother's soul. The other conversation that I had, just one quote that mattered, that made a difference. Because I didn't come from a cool hand Luke kind of family. I came from a family that I didn't even know my brother's name, my brother's given name on the registry until years later. It's an interesting dynamic, isn't it? And what I found is that many times the people in the same house that you grew up with become your enemy. And you call them family, but they're not familiar with you. If you want to call someone your family as you seek out your purpose, your place, your power, you need to understand what the word family means as it's illustrated in the dictionary. And I'm going to give you the piece of it. If someone says they are your family, that means they know you. They are familiar with you, your purpose, your power, your pride, your practices. They know you. It's not just a blood thing. It's a cultural horizon thing that you have to take a second look at. You should take a second look at. And I choose my words carefully because when you speak, the translation of what you are saying to the listener is not always converted as you would wish. So I'm saying I have blood relatives out the kazoo, but they don't know Aubrey's place, power, purpose. If they did not, and if they did know, and those who knew, all of them did not know. Some of them saw. Some of them felt the power and the pride. One of my cousins in England said, you know, Arby, you were all this different. And I said, well, what do you mean? I said, you say you didn't ever think about like other people do. And he should know because he grew up with me. It was me and him and I. However you want to craft that. That was the ultimate conversation. So how did I get through going from feeling like a nobody to somebody? Is because two things. One, in that video you will watch, you will see there was a church on the corner called the Church of God. That's not where I started out. And many of you who would have listened to my shows previously would have heard some of these conversations. But I'm glad that the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, in part with the producers, decided to talk about Greens Village. Because it served as a place of remembrance of the person that I was, who I am now, in relationship to all digital media and conversation. I didn't have to travel back. If I, in the midst of COVID, when I couldn't travel and I felt lost or I felt like I wanted to see the village, I'd call a friend and I'd say, well, do you have a camera? I said, yeah, but my phone is no good. I said, don't worry about the phone. I want you to flip it over to HD video, video the area where you live and where I grew up and send it to me. I need a refresher so I could feel better. And so said, so done. So all those pieces of separation that would have normally taken years took seconds. And a beautiful application called WhatsApp that is now migrated as a broadcast solution into Facebook. Yes. Allowed that to take place. And the bending of light as part of the science allowed it to take place. Pinhole camera type thing. So the seeds of greatness that emanate inside of you, you need to take a moment and look at, am I recognizing the beauty of who I am? Or am I allowing my community to suggest who I am? And can I carry that weight that lives in community that looks like hate, greed, envy, anxiety, and professional stupidity? Can I allow that to walk with me? My answer was no. Because I know I need you. You may not know you need me. But while I'm here broadcasting, or while I'm out getting new clients, or teaching or preaching or whatever people translate my coaching as, you are perhaps the one in the village working the farm, assembling the marl, as it was said in the video, so that when I get home, or planting the sugar cane. Without you, I can't survive. Will not survive. Doesn't matter how much I talk. None of it would work, because I respect you, and that is why today I decided to talk about the power of your place in community. The pride, the power, the purpose of you. So if you can begin to believe in yourself when no one else believes in you, and you can cultivate an honest heart of caring. And let me caution you. Most of the people, or some of the people, could not walk with me because they became jealous of my tenacity. They begin to cradle thoughts, invisible but substantial things that said, don't walk with him. Don't hang with him. He's blocking your blessings. She is blocking your blessings. Negative self-talk, and you wonder why you're where you are. Negative self-talk in your brain, in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart, that disenfranchises your power of place and spirit. That disenfranchises you. Because the power of place is where you begin understanding your self-worth, your value, and how you attract people to you for a better and a greater good. And then we can have more smiling. We can have more fish fries. Because we're going to be caring, and we do care about the majesty of the other person. So we're going to prepare meals that we would be grateful for our stomachs. We will make drink, and joy will sustain us through any and every storm. We would not be seeking to kill each other, because everyone is connected to everyone. It is not a right thing for someone to kill somebody just to kill somebody out of an emotional displeasure in the moment. That person has more value than that. So I wanted to let you know, and I want to let you know, and I try to let you know how I converted my pain into power to become the man that I am today. And I do understand, and I want you to understand, that sometimes when people are telling you negatives about yourself, they're redirecting their own feelings about their power of place and power. They are deflecting. And it will show up as you being the bastard. You being the person who is stopping them from becoming. The ultimate betrayal of self, the ultimate betrayal of life. You must capture the value of yourself to begin again. Don't think that every single day Orby gets up, he's all excited. I'm usually never negative. I do have dung days. And that can be a combination of things. So you need to study the chemistry of who you are. What are you eating? What are you not drinking? What should you be drinking? How does food affect your mindset? How does food affect your chemistry? How does thinking affect your chemistry? Because when you think and act negatively, it depletes your power of place. Fact check me. If I'm telling you something today that you do not agree with, fact check me. You have the right to go wider, deeper, harder, stronger, faster into the information age. A young man sent me a book to review, wanted me to work with him. I don't know if you're going to get that done, but you have to learn how to design and manage your own community of self. You have to practice and manage the chaos that's around you, like I had to. If the young man had not come along and grabbed me and taken me into that church that you would see in the video in the community, Greens Village, St. George, I would not have had a challenge to overcome. I would not have had the opportunity to investigate my mindset and my belief system. 29 billion people subscribe to a specific religion. And when I look at it, a religious order, a religious thinking, and they don't like each other. How does that work? That's the power, understanding the negative power of place and purpose. So I submit for your consideration as I close. Take a second look at how you're thinking. Are you trusted? You see, because I'll get into that another time. People will disenfranchise you in community by saying things to others to disenfranchise you. And one of the words they will use is to say to other people, it's happened to me too. But who said it and who's saying it is very important. You can circle back later and deal with them. If you need to, if you think they're important enough to deal with in terms of your rights and responsibility for a good name. Because as soon as they destroy your name and the people that believe what they're saying, then you know that they don't belong in your real house because they never came and said, here's what I heard. What are you going to do with it? Respect the man that can come straight to you and say, this is what I heard, and have a conversation that you can now validate yourself in terms of that conversation, if necessary. If it's not necessary, you can do a Bajan Chups. Number one, trusted, are you loyal? Are you helpful? Are you courteous? Are you kind? Breaks my heart to see the destruction of good. And the people who buy into the destruction of good because it destroys the power and purpose of place in the community. And as I leave here, I will leave you with one song, as I usually do, because the music, the independent artist, represents the conversation and community, because they have gone through it too. And they want you to know that you're special, because they've seen what you've seen, and they give you the music to help you get where you're going. And hopefully you convert it to a place of power, a place of pride, a place of purpose. If you want to know more about what I'm doing, you can log on to this website, carvoiceradio.org, or you can visit aubreyspeaks.net. Go to the audio video place. That video I mentioned in this talk today, tonight, will be placed on both of those websites with the kind compliments of the producers, and you will see their honorable mention, perhaps a link to who they are. So if you want to reach out and say thank you, WAPAX. Okay? That is what I'm talking about. Because only you know how you're walking. Only you know how you're talking. Only you know. Only you know for yourself where you want to go. And there are solutions at place in my village of self and others to help you. We're going to begin showcasing more of that as we move through the conversation. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. And here's that song. One of my very dear artists that I really respect because he's been through a lot. He's come from a place that's significant. And he's telling you, you're beautiful.
All covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. And a mom taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air.
Carrie Voice Radio.
Believe it.